This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
Then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do? What's up? What's going on? Good Friday. It's me, Ropp. Some know me as Asachi. It's my luxury brand. By the way, quick follow-up. Buck's over there. Hi.
What's up, man?
Nice to see you. What's up, man? What's up, bro?
Well, I'm trying to figure out the YouTube stream.
Yeah?
Because right now it's only showing your pretty face. Maybe that's what the people want, though.
Oh, I think that's what they want.
And then an empty chair.
Well, I don't think
they want that.
What would it show if it wasn't showing me? I mean,
no, it would still be showing you, but instead of you and an empty chair, it would be you and me.
Oh, yeah. You want to get on there. Get you some airtime, bro.
I mean, let's be honest. Some people want that, too.
Yeah, they do.
Not all the people.
Buck's the man. Come on. How many people are watching us on YouTube right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to check. It's not showing me on the interface here. I have to go elsewhere to see.
You know, it's a big deal when we got the YouTube stream. I'm going to guess 30. Is it over 100?
Well, I'm about to find out. I'll play the drum roll when I have it.
Okay. Well, nice to have you along. Big Sook's out at spring training again today. He'll be back Monday, so we will party without him. I did get a text from him today, so there is proof of life. He said that, and I think it's Shohei that's pitching tonight for the stupid Dodgers.
Yeah.
He said that tickets for that game were $200 U.S.
Seems like a lot.
He didn't like that.
Seems like a lot for an exhibition game.
Would you pay $200 for a spring training game?
No. Then again, I guess if you're the type of baseball fan who's maybe not going to go to L.A. for a game and you want to see Shohei and it doesn't really matter what, like, he's enough of a spectacle. Right now, I think maybe if he's out of the equation, they're not commanding that dollar amount, I don't think. And I'm not sure any other star in the game is. So I think that's a one-off, just because it's him.
Yeah.
Playing.
I agree. Well, to me, if you're at spring training, it really doesn't matter who's out on the field. It's more the vibe, right? You're leaning back with a beer and you got your flip-flops on. You're just watching baseball, listening for the crack of the bat. I don't know. So he said that he went, so he bailed on that game. Like, screw that. And I don't blame him. So he went to watch a real team, Buck. He went to watch my Kansas City Royals.
Mm, tasty.
And I just looked at the box score. They lost 6-1. They only had 4 damn hits. And Bobby Witt didn't even play.
So your team sucks, and that was a terrible decision on his part.
It wasn't the best. He could go to the Mariners game tonight. They're playing the Padres. But I don't know. But he is alive, and he went and saw my Kansas City Royals today down at spring training. So we'll have a fun show, you know.
YouTube chat's already in telling me to keep the empty chair. They don't want to see me.
Yeah, come on. Let's get your beautiful face on there.
Let's see, right, so they can comment now, on it. How many people?
How many we got? What's our all-time record?
Right now, there are 24 people watching.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll get up into triple digits every now and then.
Triple digits.
Our web guy Jake would help better with this, but I'm interested in which our best performing videos are afterwards, because we have a lot of segments up there and old shows up there. I want to know which one of those has got the most run.
I think that Jake says that it's the Dan Lanning stuff.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because he said that other teams fans like to hear what he has to say.
Sure, that makes sense.
So we're national.
Mm-hmm.
We're a national brand with all 24 of you watching. Well, I appreciate all 24 people watching, but is that worth it? I guess it doesn't cost anything for us to.
Yeah, I think it's only net positive. So,
yeah. Because
I
remember.
It's just automatically worth it, maybe?
It's just auto worth it?
I mean, it can't not be worth it because it's not costing you anything. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, we did have to hire. Meringue, I think, part of his job description is he has to handle the YouTube thing.
I think that's right.
And so there are probably some sunken costs. You know, look, times are tough at Odyssey. Remember, they gave me crap over my $8 water bottles. Not in the budget, but I don't know.
It goes drip, drip, drip.
I remember the initiative. They were pushing it like, man, we got to get we got to get on YouTube. Well, now that we're on YouTube and have been for some time, we're streaming to 30 people, man. Really? Not impressed.
Well, hold on. It's 32 now.
Hell yeah.
Just added 8 more.
Hell yeah. Welcome, 8 more. What are you guys doing?
Some people are commenting. Troy says, good afternoon.
Hi, Troy.
Todd says, what it do?
Todd. Love Todd. Well, I guess our YouTube stream's a work in progress.
And Scott Mack says he's watching from Scottsdale, but he used to be a Beaverton guy.
He's down in Scottsdale? Is it nice down there?
Says beautiful weather down there right now.
Well, it's beautiful here, too. You know, Buck was talking about this before the show, and I couldn't agree more. I want you all to take note right now of your mood today. And it's probably a little peppier and a little better than normal. You know why that is? Sunshine, dudes. It is gorgeous out there.
Yep.
Was it like 70 degrees and sunny?
I don't care. It got to a point where it was shorts weather, and then the number didn't matter anymore to me.
Well, we were talking the other day about cold plunges, mm-hmm. You know? I was listening to a guy, a nutritionist, health guru guy, talk about, and I can't remember the third thing. He said three things every person should do every day. One of them was a cold plunge.
Okay.
He's talking about just for your general overall health.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the third thing, but the second thing was 10 minutes of sunshine every day.
Yeah.
He said if you do... God, what was the third one? Might have been some sort of meditation or something, but...
Jim Valvano, smile and cry, something like that?
No. I don't think he wants you to cry.
Well, Jimmy V said that you should do that every day.
I know. I get it. I love Jimmy V. Rest in peace.
10 minutes of sunshine.
Yeah.
A cold plunge.
Yeah, and God, what was the third one?
You think is it like nutrition related? Is it activity related?
It's just something everybody can do. I remember he said people don't know the health benefits of these three things, like how much this will help you. Sunshine, point is, and I'll look it up, I'll see if I can find the third one, but the sunshine, dude, that is real. And you feel it instantly when it's sunny. And you also feel it, and I know you guys out there are maybe a bit like me, and then I get that seasonal depression around here, you know, when it gets gloomy and cloudy. Like, I feel it instantly when it starts raining, when the nice weather goes away in the fall, and it starts raining and it gets kind of nasty, instantly I can feel my mood shift.
See, I'm less like that. Like, I don't really get the seasonal depressive thing as much as I just notice the uptick. Like, I stay pretty even when the weather goes from good to crappy. But when it comes back to good, then I get, like, a boost. It doesn't, like, getting gray or wet, like, it's not great, but it doesn't bother me that much. I get hyped on the sunshine when it comes back.
Dude, I did outdoor yoga today.
I shot hoops.
Yeah, see? Look at us.
I took the dog for a walk with my wife for like 10 minutes, and when we got back, I was like, I'm going to get some buckets up before I go to work.
Yeah, you are. Like you and Steph.
That's right.
Dropping 12 threes last night. Well, look, we're happy. We're just a tinge healthier, all because of the sunshine today. So it should be a good show. It's going to be a big, big show.
Really big show.
Really big. People are saying.
What?
Joey Harrington today, 5:30. He is coming to us from a very special place.
Yeah, and also the YouTube is calling you out now because we're up over 50 viewers right now.
Hell yeah. When is, what number do we need to get to for that to actually matter? Like, do we...
I'm the wrong person to ask about that. I don't know.
And look, I'm not trying to minimize the 52 individuals watching. We thank you for that. But don't they, I mean, isn't the idea they want to monetize that?
I mean, probably. I would think.
You know? So do we need, what do we need? 100?
Again, I don't,
more,
I don't know.
200? More? 500?
Probably. What if it is 500? Probably. Maybe it
is. 1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, well, I'm glad we have a YouTube stream. Okay, so Joey is coming to us today from a very special place. It is not a Turkish bathhouse.
No.
But I'm not going to reveal it.
It's not spring training either.
Nope, he's not at spring training. I won't reveal it until 5:30. So you'll have to wait. You'll have to tune in.
I was thinking about this on the way in because, as I mentioned to you earlier, I discovered some new music today. What are your favorite good weather bands? Like if you're going to listen to music because you're in a good mood on a good day, like what are some go-tos? Do you have bands like that you're like, ooh, when... Or maybe it's a genre.
That's a great question.
Like, for me, like, Steve Winwood always feels like really good,
I mean, look,
good weather music.
I'm going straight to yacht rock.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Christopher Cross.
Sure.
You know? By the way, the boss is in. He's listening for some reason.
Nice.
He would like me to tell you that live viewers, not terribly relevant. This sounds like a very company thing. But he did
but
say...
But it's the clips, right?
Yeah, well, he said we generated almost 5 million impressions from 91,000 unique viewers over the last 90 days.
That seems like a lot. That's a pretty big number.
Yeah, so.
5 million? 5 million of anything is a lot.
Yeah, see, now you're talking.
That's why we're doing this.
But see, I don't know. I'm a talking monkey. This is why they don't put me in charge of anything. What else are we on? Aren't we on CW right now? I think we're on TV.
I think so.
Hi, TV.
And Twitch.
Well, how many people are watching us on TV? I don't know. But somebody's in charge of that and, you know, probably making money off of it. I'm good with it. They just pay me. That's all I care about. As long as the check...
You're getting paid regardless.
That's right. The check clears. I don't even care if anybody hears it. They still pay me.
That may be part of the problem is they want you to care how many people hear it.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. All right. Well, what were we talking about?
Now we're at 60 people watching.
God, they just file in at 3 o'clock.
That, or they like thought what you said was a challenge.
Well, but how would they know that if they weren't watching?
They could have been listening, like on the radio or on the app, and be like, you know what? Fine, I hear you, Rob. I'll go on YouTube stream.
Are there any women streaming us right now?
Probably.
So outdoor, or no? You said sunshine bands.
Yeah, good weather bands.
Jack Johnson.
Ooh, that's a good call.
Comes to mind.
Yeah.
I don't know, kind of, it goes back to the yacht rock thing, but the Doobies.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to mind.
Beach Boys.
I don't listen to the Beach Boys much.
I don't listen to them much, but when the weather turns and it's really sunny out, they're a good vibe.
I like the Beach, I gotta tell you, I think the Beach Boys are, and look, they're not underrated, they're like, they're greatness, right?
Yeah, they're appropriately rated.
But they don't get talked about a lot.
Yeah. It feels like their popularity has waned. And I don't know why.
Well, but they're also not a band you just put on. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I don't really ever put on the Beach Boys.
See,
I should do
that. My dad did a fair amount, and so maybe that's why for me. But like, yeah, I don't know. Every now and then, they'll come up in like a mixed playlist on Spotify or something like that. I'm like, gosh, they're great. I should listen to more of this.
Yeah, every time I hear them, I'm singing along and jiving, but I don't listen to it. Somebody texting in Dave Matthews Band, Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
Buffett's a good one. CW needs to pay you guys for our for your Riz. I think that's a good idea.
Cool.
Don't you think? We have Riz that is monetizable.
I like that.
Riz King. Sports Riz King. What about you? Did you name yours?
Yeah, I said, like, for me, Wynwood is a go-to.
Oh, yeah, Steve Wynwood.
Also, Fleetwood Mac is usually great, good weather music.
Yeah.
And then, like, more modern, I really like The War on Drugs, the band. And
not familiar.
Today, I was listening to a new rec from a buddy of mine, and now I'm forgetting the name of that rec. I have to look it up. Sam Fender, that's who it was. Really good.
Yeah? Summertime kind of vibe? Nice weather vibe?
Yeah, just a good weather vibe. And then also, like, it sounds, I don't know how many people know this band. They're from Australia, I think. They're called Babe Rainbow, and they are awesome. They're kind of like a yacht rock meets synth pop or something like that.
Synth pop.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I'm out. I got to write it down. What'd you say?
Maybe I'll preview some of these today. Maybe we'll do that.
Throw them in the show.
A little good weather music day.
Yeah. People roll down your windows, crank the fan, you know, honk your horn, put on their shades, dust off the shades. It's gorgeous out there. All right. So Joey 530, we've got the latest on Gene Hackman. I'm following this story very closely. Still dead, but some new info today. We will talk acupuncture today and a lot of NFL musings. We're going to start there. He is back next on The Fan. Yeah, come on. You can't not sing along to this, right? You're so right about the Beach Boys. I need to go download some Beach Boys. Get that on my playlist.
It's just stunning how many hits they have, too.
Oh, yeah. Best Beach Boy song? Is this it?
I mean, I don't know. I like this one a lot. I liked this one when I was, like, a little kid. But, I mean,
are you not bobbing your head right now?
Yeah, I mean, it makes me want to roll my windows down in my car and, like, turn it up a little
bit. Maybe smoke a cigarette? Yeah. You know. Why?
Go cruising with your buddies?
Go cruising, bro. All right. Welcome back. What's going on? By the way, Suk back again on text and says that he is going to the Mariner game tonight. Because I was lamenting the fact that Bobby Witt did not play for the Royals, and he said he was really pissed about that. But Corbin Carroll hit a home run for the Diamondbacks, and now he's double dipping. He is still boycotting the Dodgers and going to Mariners Padres.
Can I say a little bit of an upset? Two baseball games in one day?
Is that an upset?
I think so.
Why?
Because for Suk and a man of his proclivities, it surprises me that that's not being replaced by golf or a bar or something else.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, not that the baseball isn't awesome. It is, but it's like going to watch a pickup basketball game. It's super casual. It's not like you're watching going to a major league ball game. People are barely paying attention to what's happening on the field. It's a great time, but there's so much other fun Arizona stuff to get into. I'm a little surprised it's two games in one day.
Well, he never ceases to amaze us, that man, Jason Skukinik. By the way, Surfing USA listed as the Beach Boys' number one hit.
I mean, you can't go wrong there.
I don't like it as much, though. It's not my... Like, the one you just played, I Get Around, way better, I think.
California Girls is pretty good.
Catch a Wave is number two. Surfer Girl, three.
Surfer Little Girl's too slow for me.
Little Deuce Coupe.
Oh, yeah.
Is four. In My Room is five.
No, again, too slow.
Yeah.
Barbara Ann?
Ooh, great song. Don't see that in the top 10 here.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Great song.
Yeah.
God. Beach Boys. Well, we'll start with some NFL talk. A lot going down at the Combine. You know, all the executives are there, and they're all making deals, backroom deals. Matt Stafford got his deal done today with the Rams. So
that was all just posturing then?
I don't think it was. I think it was, look, I was reading McVay's quotes, and, you know, look, he wanted Stafford back, and Stafford wanted to be back, but, you know, as McVay put it, there are other considerations, like, oh, I don't know, $50 million for a 37-year-old quarterback who gets hurt.
Yeah,
the Rams were probably going, it depends on what we can get him back for, and maybe they had discussions that weren't looking so rosy, and that's why they said, hey, man, go We want what's best for you. Go shop around. And his agent did. Apparently, the Giants and Raiders both offered Matthew Stafford more money than he's getting in L.A. We don't know the terms of the deal in L.A. yet. We'll know in a couple weeks. But they did a restructured deal that I would imagine there's some stuff in there that's good. It gets Matt Stafford what he wants, but also is good for the team. And they move forward. He said he wanted to stay in L.A., and ultimately he wants to win a Super Bowl. And of the offers that he got, none of those teams are near what the Rams are.
No, the Rams were by far the closest. I mean, they took the eventual Super Bowl champion to the brink.
Yeah, and they, you know, so, you know, it was all about numbers, you know, and they figured it out. So that's good. Now, the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes begins, if you can call it a sweepstakes. Because it's the report is now that the Giants, because they whiffed on Matt Stafford, they're going after Rodgers now.
What are they doing?
I think they're desperate.
But I see those guys. Stafford is like a win now guy. Rodgers maybe is a bridge guy, but like, what are they bridging to? Do they have a plan there? Like, just go get someone and start playing that guy then or something. But Rodgers, their roster is so far away from being competitive. Giving Rodgers $40 million does absolutely nothing for you. Like, yeah. Just let some kid go out there and get his ass kicked and see if he's got something in the tank for years down the road.
I would agree that Rodgers, I agree with you. Rodgers to the Giants doesn't make sense. And I don't know which is worse, him wanting to play for the Giants or the Giants wanting him.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why he would want to go play for the Giants.
Because they don't have, he would want to stack wins and be good.
It's Jets all over again.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing? But I guess, I don't know. We'll see if he goes there. Maybe he doesn't want to play there. But the Giants are trying to go after him, and so are the Raiders. Neither team very good. But I think the Giants, I see why they're doing this, because I think they're just desperate. I mean, I think Joe Shane, and he's the GM, and Dable, still there, right?
Yes.
I think those guys are desperate. And
I think that's just it. Sooks talked a little bit about this. Like, if those guys think their asses are on the line this season,
they have to go get
a guy like Stafford or a guy like Rodgers, even if he doesn't get you over the hump, he probably wins you two or three more games that a rookie wouldn't win you, and you need those pelts.
That's right. So, we'll see. I don't know. I don't think Rodgers to the Giants or Raiders makes any sense, but apparently Tom Brady and Pete Carroll are wanting to talk to Rodgers now. And so the Giants and Raiders are kind of fighting over the same guys. I don't know who's after. Is it Darnold after Rodgers? So Stafford was the number one guy,
I guess.
Rodgers is out there. Darnold. I mean, I don't even know who else is.
I mean, people are saying that Kirk Cousins may be available since the Falcons are trying to move off of him.
Dad, do you want him? I like him.
I don't want Rodgers either.
I'd rather have Rodgers than Kirk because of the Kirk injury.
The only thing about that is that I think Kirk is way more of a team guy, way more likely to, or way less likely to ruffle feathers and just go along with whatever your coach wants to do. I think they're about the same skill-wise because neither one of them is mobile anymore, and if they can get some protection, they can both still sling it. I don't know that they're that different anymore.
Rodgers. All right, well, that's the latest. Matt Stafford's going back to L.A. When we come back, I want to talk about Hard Knocks. We've got a little Hard Knocks note. And there's a rumor involving the Seahawks, which we'll get to when we return. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here.
This is The Knox. The name of the song is Classic, and it's one of the others on my Good Weather playlist.
It is a very Good Weather song.
It's not my typical like musical jam. I wouldn't just listen to this on most occasions, but yeah, Good Weather calls for something like this. Fine.
Love that. I was just you have thrown me down a Beach Boys rabbit hole, and there's just so much there. They have such a catalog.
Yeah.
But we forgot about Sloop John B.
Uh-huh.
I think that is a jam.
Okay.
So I would go there. I did see another list of the greatest Beach Boy songs and that had God Only Knows as number one, which again...
That's like, for me, that and Surfer Girl and In My Room, I don't like those
too
songs
slow.
With those pacings.
Yeah,
that doesn't...
It's not...
It's definitely Beach Boys, but it's not the best of the Beach Boys.
Yeah, it's not their vibe as much.
Yeah, I agree.
Good tunes. We didn't even mention Good Vibrations.
Yeah, Good Vibrations is a classic.
And Help Me Rhonda, I think, is worthy of
Help Me Rhonda
mention.
For sure.
And as somebody said, Pet Sounds is one of the most influential albums of all time.
Yeah.
And that is very true. So, love you, man. Beach Boys. Okay, well, we're talking a little NFL here. Got a Seahawks rumor, but I saw where Hard Knocks, HBO's Hard Knocks, the off-season one was pretty good. It was with the Giants last year.
Yeah, and that, it's landed them in quite a bit of hot water because, not hot water, but everyone has continued to go back to the whole Barkley release.
Well, yeah. So it was, I think the off-season one is better than the in-season one because the in-season one is kind of all the same stuff.
We've seen... that process in the NFL with now a dozen different teams. And it's
all the same.
It's the players are different, but it's the same formula.
Yeah. So seeing a GM work the offseason behind the scenes is
very
really
different.
Interesting. And so they followed the star of it was Joe Shane, the Giants GM. And yes, apparently on HBO Hard Knocks offseason last year, they were filming when Joe Shane called Saquon Barkley and said, "We think you should go shop around and figure out your value. Have your agent bring it back to us, and we'll see if we can do a deal." Well, at the time, I remember watching that at the time. Like, that's pretty cool. It's unprecedented sort of access to how this stuff goes down. Very short phone call, but. You know, and in hindsight, a terrible look for the Giants because of everything that Saquon Barkley did. But Saquon said that he wanted to be back with the Giants. So I remember watching it at the time thinking, okay, I see what the Giants are thinking here. I see Joe Shane's train of thought.
And on the surface, as dumb as it might have been, seemed to have them let him go, they weren't winning a Super Bowl with Saquon Barkley. Well, so it frees them up to do other things.
And running backs, you know, it's funny, you know, the Ravens signed Derrick Henry, who's huge for them.
Yep.
The Eagles signed Saquon Barkley. He was huge for them. But before those signings, we were sitting here talking about how nobody wanted any of these running backs because it's just like they're just not worth paying the money. So I see why Joe Shane was like, yeah, we might want to move on depending on the price. And so it just didn't age well because of what Saquon Barkley did with the Eagles. Barkley wanted to go back to the Giants, and it's, you know, it's easy to say now, you should have just signed Saquon Barkley. But I at the time, I remember thinking, you know, okay, I see where he's going with this. Well, the rest of the league saw that and how bad that makes the Giants look now.
Yeah.
And so no team, the HBO cannot get a team to sign up for off-season Hard Knocks.
And they already had a bunch of stipulations on things that would make you exempt from having to do it. Stuff like having a rookie head coach, stuff like having done it the year before, if you'd done it within the last 5 years. Like, they had all these things that eliminated a lot of teams from even having to be considered. And now their teams straight up don't want to do it.
Yeah, and so they literally could not get a team to do it. So the HBO Hard Knocks off-season is actually going to feature Bill Belichick and North Carolina.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Well, is that crazy? But it's cool.
I think he's pretty boring.
I can't even imagine.
But I do think it'll be fascinating to see how he operates in that space that we have to imagine is different than the one he's used to.
Yeah, I mean, it will be cool to see that. I would say, so he was never on Hard Knocks because the Patriots were always too good.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine he would care to be on it.
I'm sure he would not want to be on it.
But now he understands. I mean,
there's value to it for what he's doing now.
Yes, he gets it. Although I would say, I think it's better if you can do it in-house. You send more of a, I don't know, like the Ducks do it. You know, like, I don't know what the Ducks spend on their little, what do they call those little vignettes they do every week?
There's a couple different ones. They have Ducks versus Them, and then they had that Team Out West was the documentary series they did. But Ducks versus Them was the week-to-week one.
Yeah, I don't know what that costs for them all in.
Whatever it is, it has to be worth it.
I think it's worth it.
I mean, they got national headlines every single week from some tidbit in those things.
And they're really well done. So they, you know, obviously it does cost some money to do that, but I think that's the way to go. Like, if you can afford that, and these schools can't afford it, it's just, do they prioritize it? I don't know if North Carolina prioritizes, maybe it's just easier to have HBO do it, but if you do your own, it can be a great recruiting tool and marketing tool for you. Oregon does it about as good as anybody. I've seen Colorado, I think Colorado does a pretty good job with Dion and all that they do. So this is the new thing. And North Carolina is going to do it through HBO, and it will be interesting to watch Belichick. I think they said it's just going to follow them through the summer as they get ready for the season, which, I don't know.
He's building a new program from scratch. There have to be fascinating elements to that and what that looks like. Even if it's not that different from what other college programs are doing, we haven't had that many real peeks behind the curtain at what NIL collective era college football looks like behind the scenes. We just don't have it.
Yeah, we'll get it.
I think it's cool.
But I don't, those particular months, I don't know what's going on, but yeah, whatever. I guess we'll find out.
Lifting, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It's a lot of information, so.
The hoodie.
I mean, there's probably, I think that time of year, I mean, you know, we saw in that team out west, there wasn't as much team stuff going on. It was like, you know, coaches were taking a retreat together and they were, you know,
that's right.
They're looking at giant roster boards and recruiting boards. And I think, you know, Lanning has said that's where a lot of the motivational things came out of those meetings. So maybe it's going to be them planning out the year ahead for their, you know, year one of a new program, which would be cool to see.
Well, it will. Yeah. And it will be interesting to see how Belichick's going about running first year of a college program. So that'll be on HBO. I don't know when they'll air it, but they'll probably film them. They said this summer. The Seahawks rumor that I was teasing is that DK Metcalf might get traded. That is not new because he is in the final year of his deal. And, you know, the question remains, you know, is he a fit? You know, how much are you going to have to pay him? Do you want to pay that guy? He's a little, you know, he's a little uneven, obviously. Obviously really good, but can you get somebody in the draft and save that money and put that money elsewhere? I think the Seahawks may move on from DK Metcalf, in which case they likely will trade him this offseason. And the latest is that Pete Carroll and the Raiders are sniffing around DK, which I'm not exactly sure what the Raiders are doing. I think Tom Brady, obviously, and Pete Carroll, obviously, both very smart, but
the offense was ripping.
Linking them to, I mean, they've been linked to Matt Stafford and Rodgers,
Russell
and now
Wilson.
DK. Yeah, it's like, is that, they look to be trying to hit some.
It's weird. I feel
home
like
runs with some guys that they, I mean, aren't going to help them unless they get their roster.
But I also feel like, are they like maybe trying to prove that Las Vegas should be a destination for guys, and that like they'll get there. And if they can get some of these guys to sign up there now, it can be an indicator to future free agents. That's a good place to be. And I don't know. Are you bridging to something bigger under this kind of new ownership and coaching?
Well,
and
I mean, if I told you, hey, Pete Carroll and Tom Brady are going to be the main pieces of building an NFL team, you could do a hell of a lot worse, right? So I trust those guys. But at the same time, the ways they're going about it, at least initially, it's kind of puzzling. A bit like the Giants in that, you know, you don't really have the roster, so why are you getting Matt Stafford? Build it inside out and then get your quarterback or your big stud receiver. I don't know. But Pete, I don't know, maybe he likes DK, and the rumor is that Pete's sniffing around a DK Metcalf trade. Also, the Packers have been linked to DK Metcalf. And so have the Patriots.
Well, the Packers, I mean, it's no, like, secret. Their starting running back, Josh Jacobs, went to the, like, media, Super Bowl media week before the Super Bowl, obviously. And he basically said, no disrespect to the guys on our roster, but we need a number one wide receiver. Yeah. And the other wide receivers are like, okay, we heard that, but yeah. They absolutely do. Who does Jordan Love really have that he's throwing the ball to?
God. Well, Watson.
Yeah, and he's good.
He's good.
But I think DK would be a step up for them. And
DK is really good. I don't know. Would you pay him if you're Seattle? Would you? I'd trade him. He's a headache.
I think he's a little bit of a headache. And it's not like you don't, like, the cupboard's bare. Like, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is going to be really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think finding a DK Metcalf is hard to do because he's a unicorn as far as his physicality. But you're right. The headache is there. The production hasn't been great. I don't know if you can say that's because you didn't have a line that could protect your quarterback long enough for you to get downfield or whatever. But I don't know. If you can get a good haul for him, maybe it's worth turning that position over and going in a different direction.
Got Lockett, too.
I think isn't he hanging him up?
Is he done?
He's either done or he has 1 year, but he's at the tail end. I think he might be done.
Did you see who's plotting to get Myles Garrett?
No. I saw that Myles Garrett says he's not signing a contract extension and that the team says, well, we're not trading you.
Yeah, they're at a standoff. They're going to have to trade him.
Yeah.
He ain't signing there. Eagles.
Oh, God.
Yeah, God is right.
Jeez.
Ouch. The Eagles are plotting to make a run at Myles Garrett. And that is terrifying, considering their defensive line already. Ugh. Side note, I was looking back at those player report card things that we were talking about the other day. Most of the coaches got good grades. So this is the anonymous NFL Players Association survey, and they rate coaches, and most of the coaches got good grades. As a matter of fact, only three coaches in the whole league got worse than a B grade, including, like, Mike McCarthy got an A. Like, the players liked Mike McCarthy in Dallas. They did not.
They liked Mike McDaniel in Miami.
Yep. So only three coaches got worse than a B. Jags, Doug Peterson.
Okay.
And he got fired.
Yep.
The Bears with what's-his-nuts, he
Eberflus, got fired.
Who
was completely inept.
Yeah, he got fired. And the other one, you know what the third one was? You got any guesses on the third one? There was only one other coach that got worse than a B, and they all got C's.
I think I saw this, but now I can't remember who it was.
Kevin Stefanski of the Browns.
That's right.
Which I'm surprised by, because I thought players kind of liked him, but, and look, they had a terrible year. Not sure it's all his fault, but yeah, that he's the only of the three that players were lukewarm on that didn't get fired.
Huh. Well, he's probably next then, isn't he?
Yes.
I mean, because you have superstar players wanting out, you can't figure out your way around that quarterback position with all the stuff that's happened with Watson and then Jameis. And I mean, some of this isn't his fault because, you know, you got to put it on the GM, but yeah, there's some talent there and they're not going anywhere.
I think it's him or Dable next to go.
Yeah. Could see that.
All right. Good times. NFL. Coming up next, creating the ultimate superstar, Steph Curry edition.
Yeah.
When we return on The Fan. So Buck is giving us all good weather music today because of this great weather. A couple people have mentioned Grateful Dead as a great good weather band.
Yeah, and this is a regular in our rotation, but it just happened to pop up right now. So, fitting.
By the way, I was looking at the quarterbacks because we were talking about Stafford going back to L.A. Rodgers is probably next in line. You mentioned Kirk Cousins could be available. I was just looking at, because I was stumped as to who the top free agent quarterbacks were. And boy, it is not a great list. Obviously, Sam Darnold, we mentioned him. So we'll see what Minnesota does with him or if he goes somewhere else. Good stopgap guy, I guess, for somebody like, oh, I don't know, the Raiders. Another one is Russell Wilson. If the Steelers move on from Russell Wilson, I could see Russ, I don't know his relationship with Pete, but I could see him going to Vegas for a year or two. And
I could absolutely see that.
Ending his career there and then bridging the gap to whoever the Raiders draft or whatever. Maybe a Shedeur Sanders or something. Also, Justin Fields, a free agent. If that tickles you, probably not. And the great Mac Jones is also a notable quarterback free agent. Has he not had... Mac Jones, has he had a fair shake?
I thought he got a pretty fair shake in New England, right?
I don't think fair shake's the right term.
He didn't have a lot around him, but then again...
Has he...
New England was never really had a ton of weapons.
I don't know if he is a perennial backup yet. Is that a hot take? In other words, I think somebody may give him a shot at some point. Maybe not, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't...
You kind of forget about Mac Jones.
And doesn't he have kind of a like reputation for being like a jerk and a red ass and stuff like that? So it's like,
maybe it's
usually
that.
You don't want that guy as your backup because you don't want someone who's hard to work with. Is he done here? Because, I mean, who's giving him a shot?
Yeah, you're right. Probably no one.
Cleveland?
Who is Cleveland's quarterback?
What are they? I mean,
is Watson back?
Well, he tore his Achilles, remember? So he's
he's out.
And I think they're moving off of Jameis. So
yeah. Oh, he's a free agent too.
Right.
Not a bad.
But so I don't know where they go. I saw someone suggest Cousins for them, but
yeah, they'll probably draft one.
Yeah, they're a good candidate to draft one for sure.
Couch.
In what can't be coincidence, Shedeur Sanders has said he loves playing with the Browns on Madden. Whenever he plays Madden, he always chooses the Browns. They got so many weapons.
Okay.
So, I don't know if he's stumping to be picked by them in that spot, but maybe.
I am very interested to see Shedeur in the NFL.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's interesting prospect.
He had like the highest completion percentage like ever last year. It was like 73%. But a lot of people are saying that he doesn't have that much arm. His game might not translate. I don't know. I'll be interested.
All right. We got to get Steph, your boy.
That's right.
And it makes me sad.
No, it makes me happy.
Steph makes you sad. Steph Curry hit 12 threes last night.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about him.
Freaking
and
legend.
Other NBA notes, including Joel Embiid being shut down. He might get traded this offseason.
Who's going to want to take that on?
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of talent there.
Lakers?
But he's not available very often. And he's a headache.
And he makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
He's going to make $60 million next year.
For 19 games? Cool.
$60 million! God. We'll get to all that coming up next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.